At 10 this morning, students across the country left class to honor the 17 people killed last month at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Some 50 high schools in our area participated in the National School Walkout. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron takes us around the region on a day that was about both gun policy and the rising voice of a new generation.
Shortly after 10, Dominique Hammond and her friends climbed atop a fountain in Philadelphia's Rittenhouse Square to make an announcement. Only one problem. They couldn't quite figure out how to work the bullhorn.
Hello? Hello?
Okay.
Hundreds of Hammond's classmates from nearby Freire Charter School surrounded her in the park, about 500 in all.
Can I have your attention, please?
They'd marched to Rittenhouse as part of a school-sanctioned protest. Using chalk doled out by teachers, they'd written the names of friends and loved ones lost to gun violence. Afterwards, they were supposed to walk the few blocks back to school, but Hammond and a group of her friends had another plan.
If y'all participating, we want to have a march to 15th Street so that way we can spread the word a bit more.
It was unclear if anyone had heard them, but Hammond wanted her classmates to follow her about six blocks over to City Hall. They'd been talking all week in classes about their personal connections with gun violence, which were numerous. Freire's student body is overwhelmingly low income and almost 95% African American. The students told teachers they resented the fact that it took a shooting at a suburban high school in Florida to spur action.
Why did it take so long for everyone to care, especially here in Philadelphia when, you know, there are a lot of people that were shot and killed and, like, they were cared about for like a day or so, and then everyone just stopped caring.
In eighth grade, one of Hammond's friends died in a shooting. Junior Nafir Royal lost an uncle. He finally feels he has a way to fight back.
Teenage activism is our most vital weapon right now in our society. This is why things like this are extremely important.
As the Freire students marched back towards school, they chanted a defiant message.
We had it too! We had enough! We had it too!
Soon the students approached a turnoff point. They could either head back to school as expected or march on to City Hall. It was a crossroads between the protests they were supposed to have and the protests some of them wanted to have. And as the choice dangled before them, dozens of Freire students spontaneously flooded the downtown streets. As they filled the blacktop, they cheered, rejoicing at the discovery of their own power. Hundreds marched on to City Hall, linking up with other students from other schools along the way. Junior Kevin Scott was among the marchers.
We knew in our hearts that we had to do it, man. It's something that we had to do, and I'm just glad that we did it together.
Wednesday's protests were officially about gun control, but the story across the region was as much about young people stretching their voices and finding their place in the world.
We have the right of freedom of speech, and we have the right to protest.
Ninth grader Mayim Barsade participated in a rally outside Lower Merion High School in suburban Philadelphia.
We have the right to walk out and speak our minds.
Lower Merion Superintendent Robert Copeland said the day reminded him of his generation's protests in the 60s and 70s.
We had our time to make a speech and make a stamp on the society, and these kids have the right to do the same thing.
But not every student felt heard Wednesday. Despite the fact they were discouraged by their superintendent, about 100 students from the Cesar Rodney School District near Dover walked out to the school football field. Afterwards, they were directed to a town hall with local legislators who spoke mostly about their support for gun rights. Senior Rachel Ewald was not impressed.
I think nothing was accomplished here. We definitely just sat there. It was just kind of like, oh, here's why I did this, and here's why I didn't do this, and it was just a lot of deflecting.
Brooks, not bullet!
Brooks, not bullet!
Brooks, not bullet!
Brooks, not bullet!
Back in Philadelphia, the protests came in waves, finally subsiding around one. When it was all over, Dominique Hammond stood in the hallway at Freire High School and jittered with joy as passing classmates congratulated her.
Thank you!
Hammond said she isn't usually the activist type. The plan for an alternative protest came together over just a few days of conversations.
So, you know, it was like a last-minute thought, and I'm just like, oh my God, I'm not sure if this is going to work. And then today came, and it worked, and I'm so proud of myself.
When the day started, she couldn't figure out how to work the bullhorn. Now, her voice seemed louder, stronger, almost as if she didn't need one anymore. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.